Okay, now that I've given you the overview and shown you a lot of the pre-launch planning and how we put that together, and now that I've walked you through the Mortgage Web Success launch to give you an example of an internal launch, now I want to walk you through and create your plan. Now, remember, even though the launch I just walked through for Mortgage Web Success was an internal launch, the same overall launch planning can be applied whether it's an internal launch or it's a big JV launch. Now, if you're doing a quick launch, then you don't have to go to this extent of your planning, but still going through this thought process is not a bad thing. So in module one and module two, we worked on your story where basically you wrote out the aspirations or dreams, the frustrations, and then we talked about, you know, how you found the solution and why you decided to share the solution. I had you go through, you know, fairly extensive homework in module one and then take that homework from module one and in module two, build it out into your story. Now you're going to see how we use that, because if you look at that Mortgage Web Success launch, we followed this almost exactly. The whole, I'm a lot like you. I'm a loan officer. I'm not a technical guy, but I figured out how to do this stuff. And I hired these fantastic guys, you know, partners, and they put together this amazing system for you. And I know you have the same frustrations I had, so I created a solution. And it basically followed this to a T. And then you saw how we took that story and we basically pounded it into the ground as we went through our launch. So, it was very cookie cutter, and that's why I wanted to show it to you. So now we're going to take this and we're going to work on your plan. So remember in the pre-launch, which we covered in the last module, we talked about identifying the offer and gathering objections and the proof. And a lot of that, fed right into this story. So now going forward, now remember at the very start of the pre-launch, you want to focus on frustrations and aspirations. And really you can almost just, take this whole entire thing and, let's do this. We'll just copy this and we'll just, paste it right over there. So this is what we're focusing on. We're focusing on this aspiration, or their dreams and their frustration. And remember, you want to come out with a good piece of pre-launch content to start with. Come out with your best content to start. Remember, when you see a movie preview, they don't show you the worst jokes in the movie. They show you the best jokes in the movie. So you want to really come out with your best content right up front. And, you want to hook them, a little controversy, a shocking report doesn't hurt. But basically, you want to really tie into those aspirations and their frustrations. So right now, take a look at the homework you did for Module 1 and Module 2, where you identified your story and you identified their hot points and frustrations and their aspirations and their dreams. And right now, I want you to, basically write down or type into your action guide, what's going to be the focus of your first piece of pre-launch content? What's the big hook here? What can get them excited? And it could be as simple as telling that story of the dreams, the aspirations, and the frustrations. So go ahead and stop the video now and write or type in the focus for your first piece of pre-launch content. Okay, now next we want to focus on what the format will be. And it's really important to get this idea first. And, as you're going through this, you might not be completely sure on this. And if you're just, if you're relatively inexperienced, you might not know how to do video or audio, put this stuff together. We'll be going through that in the next module. If you're not sure what format it's going to be in, don't let that stick you. Because you just really want to get this idea down. But then, once you get beyond there, then you can start thinking about whether you want to do video, and that could be full motion video where it's actually you on the screen speaking, or it could be screen capture video, or any of these other ways. You could do audio, a special report like I showed you in the Mortgage Web Success. That was a very simple Word document that we turned into a PDF. Software is certainly more complicated, but we've actually seen software giveaways as part of pre-launch where maybe you tease an objection and you give away some software that helps handle that objection. That will then, of course, lead into some more, something else. I mean, if you're going to give away software, obviously you can't give away software that completely solves a problem. So that's definitely a more advanced strategy. You can start off with a teleseminar. I did that with my first launch of Product Launch Formula, where I did a massive teleseminar with a bunch of guest experts. You can do it via email, although that's pretty darn weak. I mean, doing pre-launch content as an email is just, as a big launch, an email is just not that exciting because it's probably the typical way that you communicate with people. So there's nothing that's really going to set another email apart. And then I'm sure there's other things you could do for pre-launch content. Conceivably you could do a live event. There's certainly other ideas, other things you can do. So this is the most important piece here is to come up with a focus for your first piece of pre-launch content. And then after that, to start thinking about the formats. And if you know what the format is, then go ahead and write that down. So write down, you've already got your first piece of pre-launch content. Now write down what the format's going to be. If you're not ready to make this decision yet, that's fine. You can just leave this blank. But go ahead and stop the recording and write that in right now. What is your format going to be? Okay, now for the middle of your pre-launch, I want you to, this is where you're going to put out additional content. And again, we're focusing on frustrations and aspirations like we did up here, but we're also starting to angle towards answering objections. So what will the additional pre-launch content be? Typically, if you're talking about anywhere from a 14 to a 21 day pre-launch, you're probably going to want to have at least two and ideally three pieces of pre-launch content. So just like you did up here, go ahead and I want you to brainstorm on what those pieces of content could be. They could be additional reports, additional videos, additional audios, whatever. But go ahead and brainstorm. Stop the recording right now and brainstorm on that. Okay, now that you've got that written down, now for the week before the launch, remember this is where we shift to the focus on your product. And we're going to do this ideally 5 to 7 days before your launch. Could be 4 to 7 days before your launch. So what are the top objections and what are your answers? Now you should have already figured that out up in here in your pre-launch. And of course here, in your homework from last week, you already wrote down a lot of this stuff. So what are the top objections? And you want to aim at 2 or possibly 3 objections, okay? And then what are your answers to those objections? Once you identify those objections, you just don't stick your head in the sand and pretend they don't exist. What are the answers to those objections? And frankly, sometimes you might have better answers than other times. We answered the traffic objection in the Mortgage Web Success launch. I don't think we did an incredibly great job answering that, but we did an okay job. It's important that you have some type of answer for the objections, or else you're really not, probably shouldn't be selling in this market, and you're probably not going to sell very much stuff. So go ahead and I'm going to pause it and write down what your top objections, write or type, what are your top objections and what are your answers to those objections. Now, how are you going to publish the answers to those objections? And you can use a lot of the techniques, the same, you could do this as another piece of pre-launch content, or you could answer it via a blog. Now blogs, generally about my favorite way to answer an objection, either blogs or a video. Because a video is nice because it's very controlled. How you present the material is very, very controlled. Blog's great because then you can get reactions to, you know, from your prospects about how they feel about it. And you know, if you didn't do a good enough job answering their objections, they're going to let you know. And then you can go back and update again. So I really do like blogs a lot for answering objections, but you can use any of these. You can do it via email. I've done that quite a bit. So right now, you've already written down your top objections and the answers. Now write down how do you plan to publish your answers to those objections. So go ahead and stop the recording and write that in. Okay, launch day is typically pretty darn, you know, the first email launch day is very cookie cutter. I mean, it's very, very short. There's not much to it, so you really have to plan that out. Later on launch day, you're going to have, probably going to have your tsunami moment. And frankly, I don't worry about this in my launch planning. Something will show up on launch day, and, you just have to block aside a half hour or whatever to write up an email and send out the email, because this is something frankly, the whole idea is we're getting carried away in the moment. And to tell you the truth, that usually does happen during a launch. So this is something I don't plan out ahead of time. The day after the launch, another thing, sometimes I'll hold back some piece of content from up in here. I'll come up with maybe not my best piece of content, but a pretty decent piece of content, and I'll hold that back knowing I might want something either the day or 2 or 3 days after the launch. And then towards the end of the launch, you need to shift to your focus to the end of the launch and to the scarcity. And boy, that doesn't read all that great. Shift to focus. Let's see. Here, let's make this read a little bit better. Shift to focusing on the end of the launch and in scarcity. So here is, what is your scarcity going to be for this launch? Now, you don't always need scarcity in a launch. Well, let me take that back. You can do a launch without scarcity, but I would always prefer to have some amount of scarcity in your launch because it will amplify your results in a big way. So this is just the stuff from, you've already seen this from earlier in this module. Here's your four primary ways to generate scarcity. One is the bonuses go away, and that's really easy to do. And I would definitely focus on, I would have some amount of that in your launch. The price goes up. Another easy one, the only thing is then you end up with this higher price, and you have to be able to make sure that you're going to be able to continue to sell at the higher price. Product goes off the market. It doesn't have to go off the market permanently. You could just pull it off the market temporarily. Usually I don't like to pull products off the market permanently because once I create a product, I like to keep on selling it. Or you could have portions of the product removed from the offer. Now, this is, as I mentioned earlier, this is very similar to the bonuses going away. It all just depends how you define what's a bonus and what's part of your product. So go ahead and stop the recording right now, and I want you to write down or type in what is going to be your scarcity element for your launch. Okay, and that just about ends it at this point, because at the end of the launch, remember, you have something bad happens if they don't act. If they don't purchase your product, something bad happens. And really, that the thing that's bad is what you just defined in your scarcity here. So this, either the bonuses go away, the price goes up, or the product goes off the market. So that's what happens. You've already figured that out. So that's the end of the launch. And you saw how in the Mortgage Web Success launch, it's just, at this point, once you get to here, it's more, just a countdown. It's just that simple. And by the time you get to this point in the launch, all the heavy lifting, all your hard work is done, and you just sit back and send out a few emails and watch the big rush at the end. And there almost always will be a big rush. I mean, if you've put together your launch the way I've shown you in this module, then you generally will have a big rush at the end. So now you've got your basic pre-launch and actually your launch plan that takes you all the way through the end of the launch. Now, in the next module, I'm going to be showing you quite a few more examples. I'm going to be showing you an example of the joint venture launch where things do start to get a little more complicated. But still, this general same general plan and planning process will work for you, even if you're doing one super fancy JV launch. So I'm going to be showing you, more detail how to exactly put this thing together, how to create the pre-launch content, and I'm going to be showing you some more examples, both of internal launches and JV launches. But this should get you a big start towards along in your whole entire launch and your planning process. So that is it. And look for more goodies coming soon. I've got a lot more stuff to show you and to give you.